WRV Roseville, Sacramento, an iHeartRadio station.
Time for another exciting edition of Lick Us and Win.
Lick it up.
All right, I've grumbled and groaned, and I've made jokes all day about the categories we picked, but there is truly no hope left in America. My category is famous bearded men.
Mm-hmm.
And Scotch bourbon beer, since we have ZZ Top Thoroughgood tickets.
Great
Joe's category. Joe's is video games.
Yeah.
I don't have one question for famous bearded men or Scotch bourbon and beer. All I have are video game questions.
Woo! I like the way I see you kids play along.
How can we live in a society where there are no bearded men? And I've asked this question before, Joe. I'll ask again. What do you call a man without a beard?
I don't know.
A woman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Let's do this then. Ryan, let's start with you. 766-9370, please. If you have famous bearded men questions or bourbon scotch beer, please. Ryan, we'll start with you. Video game. Lick Joe and win.
Morning, boys. How you doing?
Good, brother.
Hey, Joe. So, what is the main character's name from the survival horror playing game Dead Space? You ever play that one?
Yeah.
Don't close your eyes and act like you're going to come up with the answer. Joe's sitting here right now like some sort of like a tarot card reader. His eyes are closed like he's trying to remember
it. One of the best trilogy games ever for survival horror playing.
And before you answer, Joe, I have to ask this. Have you played
most
or a majority of the games?
Yeah.
Have you really?
Yep. Yeah, whether I own them or not is a different story, but I've played almost all of them.
You've played more than you haven't.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, back to the question.
I would tell you, Dead Space, much like Fallout 4 for me, and Fallout 4 only part of the game is when the ghouls jump out, like the subways or the decrepit dark scenes. Dead Space scared me so bad a couple of times that I spilled my drink. I was drinking. Why? I mean,
it's not that scary,
dude. You got no idea.
It
you
was
put it
one
on
of the better scary games for sure.
Like you get
Resident Evil.
Yeah, 55-inch or 60-inch screen. It's 2 a.m.
You play that one at night, man. You'll spill your beer.
Oh,
you
come
will spill
on,
your
really,
beer, dude? Yes, and sober without any weed, so my reaction time's a little bit faster. All over the front of me. I did it twice.
Wow. Woo-hoo!
Taking a
That's
drink.
Hilarious.
Scare you. His name is Mike.
No, it's not Mike.
His name is Bill.
You didn't know it. I knew you didn't know it.
No.
Good guess.
Mark.
No, you're going to look this up and you're going to beat yourself up after. You want
What is it?
It's got to be Joe.
Isaac Clarke.
Isaac Clarke.
Wow.
That's a great name.
Oh, so much road to travel to get to where you're going. Wow. Okay, Isaac Clarke, hang on. We'll go to Steve. Steve, lick us and win.
Hands free.
Oh, yes, you
Stevie.
Are, neighbor.
All right, Joe. What was the first console video game to allow you to save progress?
I like that question. So you're saying it had a memory of sorts and it would pick up to where you left off?
Yes.
Okay.
Huh. The game, not the console.
Pong.
No.
No, it wasn't Pong.
I thought you could save your high score in Pong.
Hold on, I want to think about this. This was a game, not a console.
Yes.
You couldn't put your high score initials in Pong?
Well, yeah, you could, but he's saying that like if you walked away or you stopped at a certain point in the game, you could come back later and pick up to where you left off.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not a console. The first one out was Atari.
Wow, yeah, you had Pong, then you had Atari 2600. I don't think Atari let you pick up on anything. I wonder if it was an Atari 5200 game or like a ColecoVision.
I think it was probably a Sega, right? It'd have been a Sega Genesis.
Hell, I don't know. What is it?
The Legend of Zelda.
Oh!
That would have been a Nintendo game.
Yes, it was Nintendo.
Yep. Okay, very good. Hang on. We'll get you in. Let's go to Ed. Ed, lick us and win.
Morning, gentlemen. Hands free.
Yeah. Well, yes, you are, neighbor.
Welcome.
Woo-hoo! Usually I try to get the dog on the rock questions, but today I got one for Joe. So she said nobody asked you this, so I got a two-part question. What was the very first video game, and can you tell me what year it came out?
The very first video game was Pong, correct?
Okay.
And it came out probably, I'm guessing, 70s. 71?
Oh, God, that's a little too early.
We'll say 73.
I would say between 74 and 76 would be my guess.
No, you got part of it. Pong is right, but it came out in 1970.
Wow. Well,
two years before I was born is when that thing came out?
Man. Did you guys have Pong at your house, dog?
Yeah, and I'll never forget this because my dad found one. When you got to think, I was a kid. You know, I was like 5 or 6. He found one at a garage sale. So you got to think about this. If the game came out in 70, I'm born in 72. We pick it up in 77, 78. It's a pretty big find at a garage sale.
Yeah.
And it cost him next to nothing. I remember he brought it home, and I remember him and his friends and my mom and like my aunts. Everybody was playing this damn thing. Because, back in the day,
and all it was tabletop tennis or ping pong. Looking,
it was just two.
You know?
Yeah, it was two sticks with a square ball. The ball wasn't even round; it was all rudimentary and jagged. And then you could play with four people.
Yeah.
If you had the fancy set, and the paddles were smaller. Boop, 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 boop. Yeah,
I loved it. And then even like right after that was, I don't even know if Ataris were out yet, when you could start playing the Oregon Trail on your Commodore 64 or whatever that first computer system was that was yellow when the screen turned on with yellow writing.
Oh, I have no idea about that.
Oh, yeah. Then you could play like that game you played in school, the Oregon Trail. You guys ever play that?
Uh-uh.
It was about the settlers coming across.
Never saw that. Hang on. We'll get you in. Let's go to, we got to go to Al. Al's got a beard question. Finally.
All right, Al. Welcome.
A man on the phone. Look at some win, Al.
Good morning, man. Hands free.
Yes, nice. You are, neighbor.
Okay, I got a question for Doug.
Okay. Famous bearded men.
Who is the bearded man they called the Mad Hungarian, and what sport did he play?
Was the Mad Hungarian a wrestler?
No.
The Mad Hungarian. Was he a hockey player?
No.
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know who the Mad Hungarian is.
Well, that was a good guess with hockey.
I don't know if I've ever even heard of him. What sport is it? Who is he?
His name is Al Habrowski. He was a pitcher for the Kansas City Royals. And he would look at second base with a frown and slam the ball in his glove and turn around and throw the ball to home plate.
What year is this?
Probably the mid-80s.
I've never heard that before in my life, and that's when I was like watching baseball. The Mad Hungarian.
Look him up. He's at times he has the big old beard, sometimes he has the big old lamb chops, but he was fun to watch.
Wow.
I've never heard of the Mad Hungarian in all my life. I really can't place that. Okay, good question. It's a great question. Hang on, we'll get you in. Let's go to Robert. Robert, lick us and win.
Hey, I got a question for you, Doug.
Okay.
So, which bearded scientist once ate an owl?
Wow!
Which bearded scientist once ate an owl?
Great question.
Oh, man. And that's the thing, too. I'm a real dope when it comes to science, man. I don't even know all these great scientists.
Dude, say like a...
Einstein didn't have a beard, and he was all into relativity. And
had a mustache, didn't he?
Yeah, he just had a... Man, what are other famous scientists? I know nothing about...
I can give you a hint if you'd like.
Yeah. Okay, I'd like.
So he worked extensively with evolution.
Oh.
Oh, well, that's... what's his name?
Who?
Galapagos Island.
Help me.
Damn it.
Say it.
Who's the guy that's got the theory of evolution? It's, Oh,
Darwin.
Darwin.
Yeah, Darwin.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, Darwin. Wow. All right.
How are we not thinking of Charles Darwin? Somebody just smacked me.
All that stuff, I'm like, God, I can't remember it all. Let's go to another video game question.
I would think every great scientist from the early 1600s had a beard.
Yeah, I mean, really?
Yeah.
Are you going to trust a guy that didn't have a beard that's doing science back then or some sort of facial hair?
Nope.
Laird, welcome. Lick us and win.
Good morning, gentlemen. I got one for Joe.
See, okay. But here's the comedy. Back then, you wouldn't trust a scientist that was clean-shaven. You go to a doctor now, and your doctor's got a beard. You wouldn't trust him.
No, you're leaving immediately.
Yeah, you're like, oh, my God, you're dirty. Laird, go ahead.
Okay, this is kind of cheating because it was an old stand-up console. There was a TV show by the same name. It was a monocolored driving game. You had a stick shift, a gas pedal, and a steering wheel.
Need for Speed.
No.
No? Remember, there was a TV show of the same name, man. I'm giving you a little hint there.
Oh, would that have been, Speed Racer?
No. I thought you were going to get it. You almost stuttered it out.
Mach 5?
No. Yeah, with Spider-Man Chim Chim in the trunk.
You know the game, I don't know.
Yeah, what is the game?
The game is Knight Rider.
Oh, Knight Rider.
Oh, I never knew about this game.
Okay,
well,
fair
yeah,
enough.
Joke. It's a monochrome driving game. You got a slapstick on the one side, a gas pedal, and a steering wheel. That's
oh,
it.
Yeah.
All right. Hang on, man. He's excited about it. Let's go to another video game question. We'll go to Aaron. Aaron, lick us and win. Final round. We'll do a couple more. Lick us and win.
All right, Joe, this question's for you.
Okay.
In 1981, included with the PC DOS operating system, who invented the first video game distributed with the original IBM PC, and what was it called?
The first video game on a DOS system. Was that the Oregon Trail?
No.
Was it, there was one before that, huh?
Wouldn't that have been a Commodore 64, though?
It was before 81.
Oh, the Oregon Trail was before that.
Hell, I don't know.
You know what? I do not know it.
It was invented by Bill Gates. The name of the game was Donkey, and it was also known by its file name Donkey.bas.
Just a game about a donkey?
It's a driving game in which the player must avoid hitting donkeys. It's like they're driving a Formula One car in the road, you know, you just changes lanes back and forth as donkeys scroll down to the top of the screen.
See, even the best of the best computer geniuses took time out to build games.
Yeah, Aaron, if you could put a finger on it, how many times a week are you pulling the underwear out of your crack? I mean, you have got a mammoth wedgie.
You're saying this to Aaron. He's probably making $300,000 a year computer programming.
Well, you know what, Doug? Yes, I pull my underwear out of my crack every day because I have silk satin underwear that cost $1,000 a pair.
I just do it with $100 bills.
Yeah. Aaron, good question. Yes, hang on, man. These kids, they love the video game stuff. They know a lot about it.
Not, what else are you going to do on a day like today? They're probably playing them.
Well, or you could be working.
Yeah, well.
John, lick us and win.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you, John.
Doc, my question's for you. Which famous bearded man is the city of Modesto named after?
Oh, you're taking this back to my hometown, down to Motown.
I have to be fun.
I don't know why, but I want to say the bearded man, though, but because, see, I don't think Modesto was in his name. I thought Ernesto was in his name, and it was because he was modest. Again, this is a lesson that we had in, like, second or third grade.
Are you kidding right now?
What?
You ass. What? That's not true. I thought his name was Ernesto, and then they called it that because he was modest. I'm thinking, God dang, that's Modesto, huh? See, oh, you're a punk. Yeah, hook, line, and sinker. When I swallowed that one right down to my belly button.
I can't remember the story. We did learn this like years and years ago. The city of wealth, contentment, health.
I was going to say his name is Mo.
My birthplace, help me. He had a beard, and he's why they named Modesto Modesto. Who is he?
His name is William Ralston. But do you know why they called it Modesto instead of naming it specifically after him? I heard it on NPR, and I was going to call in and let you guys know last week, but I didn't make it. But
And so, you know, there is a tower in Modesto, when I say tower, I mean it is tall.
Really?
I believe it's 10 stories, and it's called the Ralston
stories.
Tower. How many stories?
11.
I said 10, yeah. And it's right there at Five Points where the George Lucas statue is at the end of where we would cruise, at Five Points down there at the end of McHenry.
What's on the top of it? So, like...
No, it's like an old folks' home.
Oh.
It's an old apartment. Yeah. Okay. Give it to me.
Because modest. He didn't want the town named after him. And the Spanish word for Modesto
was modest.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Get out. There was some seriousness to that.
Yeah, I remember learning that part. I just didn't remember the other part.
Named after a modest man.
Yes. Well, that's where Modesto comes from.
I had no clue.
Well, see, you're making me out to be a kook.
You're not a kook, but that's a great story.
John, hang on. We'll get you in. We are going to pause right there. Back next Wednesday. We'll have more good stuff for you to win on a Lick Us Win Wednesday. We got 90 minutes commercial free coming up with Monica Low Plus. More cash 25 minutes away.